Welcome back to MEC Connect. This is Matthew Yaling with Midwest Employers Casualty, and I'm joined today with Patty Reinecke and Marianne Reed. Today, we're going to discuss the very difficult topic of cost containment or mitigation of a workers' compensation claim. Hello, Patty.
Hello, everyone. So today, we're very excited to have Marianne Reed to help us learn about some of the mitigation opportunities on the excess world claims. I know when I started here, it wasn't unusual to see a prescription spend of $40,000 a year, and those were just the prescriptions. So some of the crazy stuff we see, but that's okay because we have people like Marianne here to tell us how to work with those difficult claims. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning, Patty and Matt. As Patty said, I'm Marianne Reed. I have been with Midwest Employer Casualty for 8 years, and I have been in the work comp industry for over 20. I'm not going to say how long because that will give my age away, but been doing this a long time.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Marianne. And you know, so before we had you on, you're joining us through the life cycle of a migratory claim or a legacy cat claim. You know, these claims are called numerous things by different people throughout the workers' compensation industry. We've had some other professionals from Midwest Employers Casualty talking about what a migratory claim was. We had some of our medical management consultants on talking about specific examples. You know, so now we're at the point where we want to talk about how do we contain the cost of those very difficult, ugly, creeper, whatever you want to call them, how do we contain that cost from a medical aspect, from maybe even an indemnity aspect? But I guess I'll throw it back to you, Marianne. What types of medical care is the most expensive when we're talking about in an average excess workers' compensation claim?
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Usually what we see as the most expensive type of care is some of the injections, the Botox injections, the ketamine injections. Definitely, medication is a cost driver on the majority of these claims. There are new medications that are constantly used, which are very expensive. And the majority of the time, the brand versus generic medications, we see a lot of claimants wanting, requesting brand just because they feel the brand is a better pain relief. So we address brand versus generic. Spinal cord stimulators are also a big driver. Usually, when medications fail, the spinal cord stimulators are recommended. They are a big cost. And what we find, the theory of a spinal cord stimulator is to reduce medications. And in our world, that usually never happens. So then we have, coupled with the medications, we have a spinal cord stimulator on top of that. And they drive the cost of the claim.
Yeah, it's amazing how you would think that some of the things you mentioned, like the spinal cord stimulator, an invasive procedure, or the different types of injections, who wants to have an injection? But unfortunately, we do see those things. And all joking aside, you know, when you're in a state of chronic pain, I think people are kind of willing to try a lot of things they wouldn't normally to get some relief from that pain coming through. So can you kind of talk a little bit about those claims that get those kinds of treatments? So basically kind of walk me through the complexity of the claims. And my guess is, and just from my experience here, is that kind of it's almost like the one thing leads to another on these claims. They start out as your regular claim, but for some reason they go off track. So I'm looking for just some examples or some stories you have about the medical complexity that's seen on the claims that you handle?
Sure. No problem, Patty. Usually when we get the claim, it is the medical component of the claim that is driving the cost. It's usually what I see are failed backs, failed fusions, complex regional pain syndrome, multiple surgeries. There is a psych component usually when the claim reaches us. These people, usually our claims are 10 years or older that they've been receiving medical treatment. The majority of the people have not been back to work. Like Patty said, they've been in pain so long that they're just using anything to relieve their pain. And, you know, it's just a kind of like a hamster wheel of going round and round to figure out how to relieve the pain and the complexity of these claims. It's long-term opioid use that turns into multiple surgeries and multiple medications, a spinal cord stimulator at the end of that cycle.
And you mentioned opioids too. I know, unfortunately, sometimes people who have to use opioids for a long point in time, we've all seen those commercials on TV about the chronic constipation that caused by opioids. You know, it sounds like medications like that might lead to a pill to help you sleep, a pill to help you wake up, other side effects from the medications that are trying to help you. I imagine that increases the cost as well.
Right. It does increase the cost. And then there's also the Narcan in case there is an accidental overdose. And that's an added expense to the claim. Psych medications on top of the opioids. So there's a lot of components that go into these complex claims. And it is a long-term process for these people.
Right. And an injured employee, you know, the claim may have happened very quickly. And maybe there was an incident or specific accident that was the original trigger to that injury. But we're talking about now we're 5-10 years away from that event, and the injured employee is still treating with a medical provider, maybe multiple medical providers. They've had surgeries, in some instances, multiple surgeries. They're now receiving, you know, numerous medications. There's all kinds of compounding and complicated factors going on. I guess my question to you is, Pandora's box is open. Everything is out. How do you unwind all of this? And what are the ways to wrap your hands around that, you know, medical portion of the claim to address cost containment, to address mitigation?
Good question, Matt. Usually what I do first is review the medical, see what the cost drivers are and how we can, of course, mitigate it. I get our medical management consultant involved in the claim. I have them review the claim, take their recommendations. It's really important for us to work closely with the TPA, and if they have any kind of nurse case manager, whether it be field case and or telephonic, the important things that we address, I feel, are medications. There, you know, cost containment on the medications, brand versus generic, alternative drugs that may be less expensive that do the same thing as the new and very expensive drugs that the doctors seem to be using now. It's important. Really, and when I say early intervention, it's not really early intervention on the claim, but it's early intervention for Midwest to get involved, whether it be surgical, medications, or DME. We have a variety of vendors that we use to help mitigate these expenses for us. So we keep the TPA and their nurse case manager engaged and try to get them to use our vendors, show them the cost mitigations that we can provide to them by using our vendors. And usually working with them in that way, they seem to be appreciative and do tend to drive the cost, the medication, the surgical cost, the DME, and use of our vendors to really gain the cost savings that we can provide them. It's also important for us to make recommendations to what we feel are centers of excellence. That way they're getting the best treatment possible. And we usually can negotiate a reduced price for our centers of excellence. So we want to make sure that they're getting the best possible care. That way they're going to have the best possible outcome. With our claims being older claims, we do have to use record review and IMEs to also address surgical medications. There are UR reviews in some states that help with the process of mitigating the expenses. So based on jurisdictional and our knowledge, our vendors, we make these recommendations and usually are able to make some sort of mitigation on these claims.
And I think that, I mean, what you've outlined, there's numerous resources that are being engaged, right? It's internal things that Midwest Employers Casualty has from the medical management consultants or maybe the legal component on the claim. It's working with the third-party administrator, right, the TPA. Sometimes it's going back to the employer and addressing something with the employer. There's numerous medical providers that we're working with, and it's not a quick fix, right? There's almost never the fast, quick answer. Like I highlighted earlier, this is developed over years, right? You know as well as I do that our success rate on these claims are more like major league all-star performers, right? If we get a 300 or a 330% success rate, we're very happy. We're hitting like a major league baseball player, 330. If I was at a primary level and I was batting 330 on one of my mitigation techniques, I'd probably be being walked out the door, right? So part of it is the perspective of we're addressing things that have been tried before. We're maybe addressing them from another angle, right? So a big piece of that, right, is the collaboration. It's the listening. And a lot of times the injured employee for the first time in 5 years is being heard too, right? So they're a piece of the puzzle when we're trying to put everything back together and We might not have all the pieces to put Humpty Dumpty back together perfectly again, but we're going to try, and we engage them in that process. So I think what you highlighted is there's really no successful one quick answer for these things.
Yeah, I think unfortunately on these really complicated and older claims is there's no one size fits all solution. But she talked about peeling back the layers and trying to figure out how to make an impact. Also, the point you brought up was, yes, there are mitigations, you know, people we can work with to lower the cost of the medical care, but also just providing the right type of medical care. What do people need and how do we bring them to a level of medical stability and get them back to the best functioning level that they can do as well? So I think that's also an important point that you mentioned is when you do provide people treatment, the right treatment, then sometimes the issues of the medical cost will resolve quicker than not. So the money is paid up front, but that, you know, resolves into a quicker resolution and a higher level of function that saved you money in the end. That's also important when we're working with these very complicated claims. And prior guests have mentioned we take people as we get them as employees. Well, in the excess world, we really take them as we get them in a whole level. And sometimes that might be undoing things that have been done prior. Because when we talked about the side effects from certain medications, that can also put an impact on their ability to function in the way they feel. And sometimes undoing some things that have been done, finding a better solution is also an option on these complicated claims.
Yes, and early intervention on the migratory and early intervention on, you know, the new claims really makes a difference. If I can give you an example, I had one claim come in where the gentleman was in an automobile accident and had hip fracture, femur fracture, lower leg fracture with degloving, multiple rib fractures, lumbar fracture, a closed head injury. And when I received the claim, and this is an early intervention for us, the gentleman had had his surgeries and was ready to be discharged from the hospital to a rehab center. And in his location, there were no real rehab centers or what we at Midwest would consider a rehab center, and they were going to discharge him to a nursing home with no physical therapy facility on site. So when we got the claim, I immediately reached out to our medical management consultant. We got involved in the claim. We got him to a rehab facility, one of our centers of excellence. He went to the rehab facility. He was there for about 3 months, was discharged to home, and we made sure that when he was discharged to home, that we got the appropriate durable medical equipment to him, the modifications he needed in his home to be at home in a wheelchair, and also got him to providers that would appropriately treat all of his injuries in his area. The claim is now a year old. The gentleman is ready to be released to return to work with restrictions, and we anticipate a return to full duty work for him in the next 6 months. So given the early intervention that we had on this claim, getting him to a center of excellence, getting him to providers that were the appropriate providers for his injuries in his area, I think we're going to see a really good outcome on this claim. I think that the gentleman is recovering quicker than we had expected. We intend to get him back to work full duty, therefore decreasing, you know, the indemnity portion of this claim. Because when we first got this claim, we thought we were looking at a perm total disability. And now we're expecting the gentleman to return to work full duty, as well as getting him an MMI for his injuries. We know that he's going to need additional treatment, follow-up visits on an annual basis, but we're looking at an excellent recovery for him medical-wise.
Yeah, that's a wonderful example. And I think, you know, we definitely see that claim in other scenarios where they end up at that skilled nursing facility, or maybe it wasn't even a skilled nursing facility in the example you gave. And instead of getting that kind of recovery, they lingered. And instead of being able to return to work, you talked about it was a perm total. So, I mean, thanks for sharing that example. And I think that's the kind of impact that we want to see at MEC. That's the kind of difference we try to engage with our partners and our accounts by sharing some of the shared experiences and the shared knowledge that we have and just the expertise that's addressed, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of these claims over the course of years, and getting to see these every day versus not seeing them as frequently. You know, that's the value that we're bringing to these injured employees and to our partners. So thanks for sharing that example. And Marianne, thanks for joining us today. anyone out there listening, please continue to stay tuned for additional episodes of MEC Connect in Season 2 as we continue to explore migratory workers' compensation claims. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.